This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Old Town Road still making lots of noise. We're all right with it.
And Lil Nas X is making that money. There's so many remixes. It's insane. Like, to the point where his fans are now suggesting remixes for him to do. Like, collab with this person. He's going around to schools and performing the song. At elementary schools, all of the kids know the lyrics. Well, except for this one kid in the front that looks like...
a little clueless.
She has no idea what's going on.
This is a school specifically that, like, went viral for all dancing to his track, right?
Yeah.
Pretty wild. The video's awesome.
Yeah, so he actually put it on his Instagram. I'll put it on Hot 107's Twitter.
Also now, this song going to be, well, in the Rambo movie, I assume. It's like the theme song on the trailer. They slowed it down and made it a little more like Western.
Oh, it's badass.
So good. He's going to have to change his name.
To what?
Big Nas X. People will go to extreme measures to make sure their partner's not cheating on them, especially when they think that they might be. There's a song, probably one of my favorite tracks ever by Risqué, called Smell Yo D. Look into that. That's a girl going to an extreme measure.
But it's actually something that women have done.
When I was showing my buddy as a joke the other day, because I was just like, you know what I want to hear or what you should play at this wedding? And I played that song. And he's like, yeah, no, I know a girl who did that.
Her boyfriend got home from the strip club or whatever it was. Anyway, this latest viral story, it says, I've been with my boyfriend for over a year. I live alone, but he obviously always comes over to my apartment. We have a healthy, trusting relationship. However, I am aware that his previous girlfriend cheated on him. A few days ago, I spent longer than usual washing my hair, completely forgot to flush when I left my shower. My boyfriend came over later that night. He went to the bathroom, stayed in there for a few minutes without making any sounds, and then emerged with a completely dead look on his face. He asked who used the toilet. I was absolutely mortified and explained that I had forgotten to flush. He kept asking who used the bathroom. What guy went number two in your bathroom? Be honest.
And she was like, log or what?
Yeah. He said, you're a liar. There's no way a girl could take a dump that big.
Oh,
he was completely serious. He left. They went for lunch the next day. He said he was willing to give me a second chance, though, if I could prove that it was my number two. So
if she can drop another baby arm.
Basically, my boyfriend will dump me if I don't take a dump. How do you even handle that situation? I would be gone.
I'd start.
See ya never.
I'd start eating fiber. Like, you gotta tough that up. You can't go in there and just have another, like a normal one.
No. Especially, you gotta eat Groundhog Day. You gotta eat exactly what you ate.
A lot of people calling in sick today in Toronto as the basketball game didn't start their time until 9 p.m. They got the big win. You're going to want to celebrate after, probably drink some champagne, way she goes. So we're going to call in sick to places we don't work. All right, you're doing McDonald's to start.
Trying to meet McDonald's.
Hey, it's Crystal. Oh, I'm so hungover. I went to the Raptors game last night, so I'm not going to be able to make it into work, but I might still stop by to, like, get breakfast, so I'll probably see you around, like, 9. But I definitely won't be able to work, like, a full shift. Like, I got the sweats.
I think she hung up on you.
Oh, what? Really?
Oh, she did! Oops, I'm sorry. I thought I heard the phone click.
Shoot! Busted!
So embarrassing. Plus, you said 9 there, that you'll be in for 9 for breakfast. It's 9 there right now.
Oh yeah, Toronto time. Okay, well, if you're so good at it, why don't you try calling in sick somewhere, man?
Fine, how about this, Humpties?
Hello, Dennis Dantas, how can I help you?
Oh, I'm not doing very good here. I'm supposed to start my shift there in a bit, and I don't think I'm going to make it in. But this has nothing to do with the Raptors game, okay?
Just a second.
Holding, this is Nick. I'm helping you.
Nick! Hey, it's me. I'm not going to be able to make it into work today, and it has nothing to do with the Raptors game, okay?
Who is this?
It's Gary.
All right.
You think you'll be able to find somebody? It's just illness, nothing to do with a hangover, you know?
Hey, this is Gary, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll be able to cover your shift.
Okay, thanks, man.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay.
Told you I was good at that.
Oh, wow. Also, I want to work for Nick.
Yeah, it sounds really nice.
Doesn't care.
You know what I like about this? The people that do drag their ass into work today are going to be really tired. And at that specific Humpty's, now they got an extra staff member. No idea how this is going to work. I'm going to try, though, to get a florist to say a nursery rhyme without them realizing they're saying a nursery rhyme. Who knows? Let's see.
Hello, florist.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. And you?
Yeah, good. Good.
Hi, I was just wondering if I could pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Okay.
My name is Ray Adropov.
Okay, yeah. And you just want some cut flowers, loose wrapped?
You know what? I'll just pick out some ones that are there already. I just need you to fill out the card for me right now, if that's okay.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay, it's to my wife, Doa.
Okay, Dora?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then next?
And then just then after that, so that's how I wanted to start, to my wife, Dora.
Okay.
And then Dora, dear.
Dora, dear, yeah.
A female.
A female. Okay.
And then just dear again.
Okay.
And then just sign my name, Ray Adropov.
You want your last name on it?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
And then just Golden Sun is my nickname to her, so that afterwards.
Okay. Okay, Golden Sun.
And right, I want that on their card. Can you just read that back to me, make sure we got it?
Okay, sure. To my wife, Dora. Dora, dear. A female, dear. Ray, a drop-off. Golden Sun.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
I'll be in a little later this afternoon to pick those up.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Flower Shop, Flower Shop, Flower Shop Friday. Trending this hour. How about those Raptors? Big game one win in the NBA Finals. Game two goes Sunday. Drake was pretty well behaved other than getting in an argument with one of the Warriors at one point.
I love that this morning it was like trending that all of these celebrities were at game one. And I got so excited. I clicked the link and it's all of these male sports people that I've never heard of.
Taylor Hall was there. You've heard of him.
Okay, snore. Talk to me when Judge Judy is sitting courtside, okay? Let's give a warm welcome to my brother-in-law, Tim. Woo!
Hello, Tim.
Hello again.
We were friends there for a bit. Now we're enemies, as Lisa's got a contest going for us to see who knows raising girls better.
All right.
Okay, so.
Listen, I didn't want a girl. At that time, I didn't know anything about them. I grew up with brothers. I was really nervous that that might be a thing. And then I had a girl, and now I can't imagine having a son. Like, I was at the play park yesterday with my daughter, and these two boys were jumping around, snotty nose, punching each other in the face, crying, yelling. And I was like, this isn't for me. And then, like, my little daughter in her little dress and I went for a nice dinner and talked and read a book.
What about you, Tim?
This is up my alley.
So when Cher was pregnant, were you secretly hoping it was a boy?
Well, yeah, I had some hopes for a boy because I'm a bit of an outdoorsman, so I was thinking, you know, I could be doing that with a son, but I think I'll still try and raise my daughter in that way.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Like, even my sister Cher growing up was a tomboy.
Yeah, totally.
So Heidi is being set up for success. I'm excited.
Yeah, like, I'll have her on the boat next year and stuff.
Oh, my. Okay, she's 8 months old. Calm down.
So
okay.
Cute.
So, if anyone has any parenting tips, maybe some guys are listening right now that have raised a daughter that you want to text in, I can show it to Tim. That'd be great.
Scare the living crap out of both.
That's true. Okay, so today's contest is the daddy off. So you both have an object that you're going to shake if you can answer these questions.
I just have a peanut butter, a jug of peanut butter that I'm going to hit with this spoon to buzz in.
Okay, Tim, what do you have? A shaker cup?
A sport shaker cup.
Okay.
Also, high stakes, just so you know, loser has to give up their child for adoption.
First question. What is the piece of clothing ballerinas wear on their torso? Tim.
Isn't that the leotard?
That is correct. Wow, that was really impressive.
See, he retains information. I'm going to get crushed.
All Tim does is like listen to podcasts and educates himself
Play
and Googles
Jeopardy.
Things. Spell Maybelline. Ryder?
M-A... Maybe it's Maybelline. M-A-B-E-L-I-M-E?
That is incorrect. Ugh. Tim, you have a chance to steal.
It's M-A-Y-B-E. L-L-I-N-E?
That is correct!
Get the hell out of here!
No!
Who is this guy?
Rosie the Riveter posters were used to promote feminism and other political issues in the 80s. She was an iconic, strong war production worker, the one of her flexing her bicep. What does the iconic poster say?
We can do it.
That's right! What? No. Ryder, you're getting absolutely crushed.
That question was so long I fell asleep. Can
what?
We?
What is a skort?
What are we even talking about?
What is a skort? Ryder?
It's skirts with the shorts underneath.
That is correct. Good job, Ryder.
Thanks.
You're wearing one right now.
Yeah. I'm wearing one.
Bit of a disadvantage here.
During puberty, the ovaries start releasing what hormone that's crucial to females' reproductive function? Ryder?
Estrogen.
That's right.
Ooh, it's getting close. If I get this one, I tie her up.
Yeah. What is the word used for the first bra a girl wears? Tim.
Training bra?
That's right. Question mark? Is that it? Did Tim just crush it?
Yeah, he's wearing one right now.
It's Friendship Friday on Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
I've always felt like I'm really bad at putting things together. Like, even if it's IKEA furniture, I would rather, like, pay somebody to do that and, like, go and work and make money doing my thing and just pay somebody to do those sorts of things for me.
And I don't think you're alone with that.
And then I met your brother-in-law who built his own house. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah, so, like, you built your own house, like, the whole thing.
But, like, not with other people.
I hired a couple things out. I hired out the cribbing and the framing and the mudding and taping. And then I did the rest myself with a lot of help from your dad.
Yeah.
Hey, Jer.
Good old Jer.
Good old Jer.
Retired, but not retired ever.
Like, I would have never been able to excavate and get it flat if it wasn't for your dad.
Yeah, he knows how to do everything, too. He's one of those guys
but
as well.
But still, like, you did the majority of the stuff solo, and I just am so impressed by it. I was really pumped that I accomplished something in my house the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So there was like a little shelf that had fallen out and I put it back together. That's it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's pretty much the same thing.
So it was one of those fake drawers, you know, and it's like it's just there for aesthetics.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it fell off. So I come into the kitchen around the corner and he's on his back sweating and grunting and like crying. And I was like, what are you doing?
Crying?
Pretty much, man.
Well, those false panels can be tricky.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It was a tough angle. Anyway, I wasn't crying. I'd like to point that out again. We are doing a clean joke off. Thank you for hitting us up. Liz, you're going to be our judge. So there's two rounds. The first round, we'll all tell a joke. You eliminate whoever you thought was the weakest link. And then the remaining two will go head-to-head in the finals. Lisa, you're up first.
What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
I don't know.
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh, okay. Good one.
Tim, fire away next.
All right. I watched a program about beavers last night. It was the best damn show I've ever seen.
Okay.
And finally, yours truly. My friend says that there's a gay guy in our circle of friends. I hope it's Todd. He's so sexy.
I'm going to eliminate Ryder.
What? Get the hell out of here.
That was a good joke.
I didn't get it.
My friend says that there's a gay guy in our circle of friends. I really hope it's Todd. He's so sexy. So it's obviously me.
He's pining for Todd.
Do you still want to eliminate him?
Yeah, because I still don't get it.
I'm the gay one in the joke.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out.
So now it's Tim versus me.
Yes, family is here.
All right, ready?
Yep.
This is my step ladder. I never knew my real ladder.
Okay.
And wrap it up, Tim.
So my wife last night told me to stop acting like a flamingo, so I put my foot down.
Tim wins.
Tim wins!
What do I win, Liz?
you with?
I think last time they gave me a marker.
Yeah, you can have a marker. I got a highlighter.
Sounds pretty good.
I got scotch tape.
Scotch tape. Woo! Congratulations.
Ryan from App to Game. June 1st is International Tabletop Day. I have no idea what that means. You're here to tell us about it.
Yeah, International Tabletop Day is a day every year that we celebrate board games and general geekiness. Founded in 2013 by Geek and Sundry, which is a YouTube channel founded by Felicia Day.
Okay.
She's web series called The Guild. I don't know if you've ever seen that about D&D.
Okay.
Over playing World of Warcraft or something like that. There's not a lot of video games that generally get played on International Tabletop Day. It's about board games and card games and all that kind of
and
stuff.
And bonding with others, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a very, very social event.
I just enjoy sitting around a table with people so much more.
Yeah.
So that's what it's to promote, to get kids away from screen time as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's so many games out there right now. Just last year, I believe there was something like 1,800 new games published. And we can't even carry them all. When I first started playing games, I always felt that I was pretty knowledgeable. I could speak to most games that were out there, but now it's just so hard to keep up. I'm having to tell customers, I haven't played that one. Yeah. I haven't even heard of that one.
Oh my gosh, they're just pumping them out, hey?
There's so many.
What's shaking down tomorrow at Aptigame that you can tell us about?
So tomorrow, first thing in the morning, 11:30, we have a Mystic Veil tournament. It's a little bit of a campaign tournament. Mystic Veil is a card drafting game that has clear cards. And so when you purchase these cards from a market, you sleeve them in a clear sleeve, and they actually stack on each other to create different abilities and different combinations of abilities.
All right.
And so you cycle through your cards that you've purchased in order to try and gain a number of points. Still have a few spots left open for that. There's some Mystic Veil specific prizing. We've got Star Wars Armada Fleet Sector Battle. So it's a Star Wars themed game based on spaceships fighting. Big 3x3 table that you need. You got big miniatures of the destroyers and the X-Wings and whatnot, and they'll just, based on cards you play, move around the table and shoot at each other. And then in the evening, we have what I call a board game relay, where we'll have, if you sign up, you'll be part of a team of four, and we'll have four different games being played at the same time. So one person from each team will play a different game. And every 5 or 10 minutes, everybody will switch games.
Oh, what?
And so you have to take over for your teammate. You're not allowed to talk with your teammate, not allowed to talk strategy.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, you just got to sit down at the next game and take over for them, try and figure out what their strategy was. And then 5, 10 minutes later, you move on to the next game.
Yeah,
you keep
really
going
cool.
until they're all done.
My brother-in-law, who was in today for Friendship Friday, would be all over this. Like, he's going to be so pumped listening to the podcast and hearing this. He's going to be there. First Sweet. In line.
All right, Ryan. And what would you say to somebody who's like looking into getting into the games? Maybe a recommendation, a starter tabletop game?
One of the staples for getting people into the game has been something like Settlers of Catan.
Yeah. Mm. Awesome game.
It's, yeah, 1993 kind of revolutionized the North American board game scene. Then there's other ones that are even simpler, that are quicker to play, that are much easier to get into strategy-wise as well, like Splendor or King Domino are some good places to start as well.
Awesome.
There you go.
Well, enjoy. Happy International Tabletop Day.
And to you.
Thank you for coming in. Where can people find your joint?
5722 104th Street Northwest, so just off Calgary Trail.
If you just search on Facebook, App to Game, International Tabletop Day, the event pops right up.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.